Good day, everyone. It's Saturday, February 10, 2018, and this is the Walking Leader 365. Talked yesterday about making time, making real time to spend with your followers. It's non-negotiable. It's a must-do. You have to do it. You have to make time. But Dave, I only have 8 hours a day. You're a leader. You can make time. There's more than 8 hours in that 8 hours, if you know what I mean. See, let your calendar guide you. That's the one trick I have. And that's the one tip I share with you. Let your calendar guide you. See, when it comes to making time for your followers, use your calendar just like you do for all the other things. Folks, if you're not using your calendar for everything, then something is wrong. You need one centralized calendar. Paper calendar, digital calendar, it doesn't matter. Have a calendar. See, because when you don't use your calendar, you're missing opportunities to get together. See, using paper or digital, like I said, it gives you an opportunity to see everything on a quick glance, a quick overview. Thus, you can now see when and what time and what dates you can block out time. You start to spot trends. And you are now given that opportunity to block outside time to spend with those that call you a leader. See, make it priority one time. Make that time, set it in stone, and the only way to break that scheduled time is if your building's on fire, or an ambulance is on its way, or if a SWAT team is storming your building. I mean, obviously nobody wants a SWAT team storming your building, but do you understand? It's that level of attention that you have to divert. It has to be at that level, that top tier emergency priority stuff. That's the only way you can break those scheduled times with your staff. Other than that, it can wait. The phone call can wait. The email can wait, the chat box popping open, it can wait. Really, it can all wait because your employees, your followers, those that call you a leader, they've waited this long just to get 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes with you. And it's 20 minutes, 15 minutes of undivided attention, one-on-one time with the boss, one-on-one time with their leader, the individual they see as their leader. And that kind of time is cherished. That kind of time is valuable. It's priceless, actually. Because here you are. You say, I'm going to follow this individual. This is my leader. And now he's not really a leader because he's putting out fires that somebody else could be doing. He's talking on the phone to somebody else, even though he said, this is our time together. I'm not that important. And folks, when they start thinking that way, guess what? You as a leader, you are not that important. So don't blow it. Set that time, set it in stone, make it priority number one. You can't bend it. Your secretary can't interfere with the secret code message. No, that's it. That's all there is to it. Because if you already go into those meetings with the secretary sending you that secret code message in 5 minutes or 8 minutes, no, you've lost. It's that simple. You have lost. And there's nothing you can do about it. Once you've lost, you've lost. You can't win. You can't take that W or that L and turn it into a W. That will always be on your record as an L. Don't. I mean, you're going to get L's, but don't lose because you ignored people, because you didn't really want to spend time with people, even though you knew you had to make time. Make real time. Spend real time with people. And I'm that adamant about it because I've seen it far too many times. It's happened to me way too many times. I've seen others do it far too long. And the problem is it perpetuates the situation, because then those leaders that they create are going to start doing it to their people. And then their people are going to do it to others, and so on and so on and so on. And it's a never-ending cycle. That's why it's that important. That's why it needs to stop. That's why you need to spend real valuable time. Break the cycle. And make some awesome employees. Folks, I'll talk to you tomorrow.